This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're back live. Top link on DredgeReport.com is Alex Jones Live. And I am supposed to take one of my daughters to a doctor's appointment at 2:30 today. So David Knight's going to come in here in about 15, 20 minutes. We had Matt Bracken set up, but I think I'm going to move him. I also shot emergency reports this morning that actually Constellation all this down. Those will be ready by the fourth hour today. Not going to air this hour. Going to give folks the time they need. And so Matt Bracken will be on the last half of the fourth hour, if the videos are ready. Now, that said, I'm not mad about what's happening to InfoWars. I'm not a sociopath. I'm not a demon. I'm not a control freak. You know, I have the New York Times here because they are basically stalking me with three reporters down here and trying to find anybody that will crawl from under a rock to tell lies about me, so they can try to, you know, make the criminals and mental patients that read their publication and believe it. Because some criminals read it just to use it as guilt to control people, as a script of, oh, the good liars write this, I use it. But others are just weak-minded people that follow it. And I talked to them just as a test so I could record them and then later show how they twist things. But the lady said to me, well, what if you're off all your platforms and no one gets to hear your response? And that's their golden god. That's their hope with Trump and their hope with everybody else, is to be able to kill the truth, is to be able to strangle it in its crib, and to make sure you can't respond when they frame you. Because there weren't any babies dead in incubators in 1990 with Saddam's troops bashing the brains out. But there sure as hell were 1.5 million Iraqis starved to death and died under the sanctions, and Bill Clinton's Madeleine Albright admitted that 500,000 were kids, and it was, quote, a good price to pay. So you guys killed 500,000 kids, and you work for organizations that did it. So it's like working for Jeffrey Dahmer. You become Jeffrey Dahmer. So I love the crew. I love the work they've done. My biggest frustration is I wish I had more energy, more stamina, more focus to really expose this, because it's outrageous, and they're coming for everyone's freedoms. This isn't just about stealing the midterms and impeaching Trump. This is about global censorship popping up everywhere, coordinated and orchestrated and honchoed and quarterbacked by Facebook, Google, Twitter, and others. And Apple is the worst. I mean, the fact that they're in mainstream news becoming Chinese state-run, just like they thought they'd have world government and be state-run and no one would notice that it was unelected. Well, we covered it. We went over it. And now people know, and so they're like, shut him up, shut him off, just like they want the president shut off because they're enemies of the American people. They work for the globalists. So when you click that link on Drudge Report, and it's a great link, you know, it's links to the live videos and live audio feeds and this and that, but the biggest thing you want to do is we're going to add some links right at the top, like subscribe to the podcast. You click on it yourself, and then it just goes right to whatever podcast system you have on your phone or your computer. And the most important thing you can do is then reach out to everyone you know and say, hey, this is verboten. This is the thing that they say is saying this, but they never show you a clip, or they never show you a video, or if they do, it's heavily edited. Why don't you hear what it is that China and the corporations that work with them, like Apple, that run factories with 18-hour workdays, forced abortion, suicide nets, political dissidents. I mean, you criticize Apple in China, they take you and cut your guts out. And Tim Cook likes that. he's out there with Black Lives Matter rallies and waving rainbow flags, because that's the cover for a monster that runs a monster evil corporation. But all of them are bound to hell.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and racing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
You know, we will beat these globalists if people wake up and if they take action. But if they don't, we're going to lose everything. It's that simple. I mean, they're coming for everything we've got. They think we're soft, dumb Americans that spend half our time in front of screens every day. And they don't want us jacking into the Matrix. Take the Matrix analogy like an attack ship trying to send people in to get people out of it. And they used to be arrogant. Oh, they'll never listen to Jones. So what if he's got more viewers and listeners than us? We don't want to admit that because our sponsors might leave us. Your sponsors are big megacores. They're not going to leave you because you're falling. They're going to increase your funding. And you figured that out. But they had a price. There is a price, barbarian. And you said, what's the price? Advocate all truth. Submit to evil. Become instruments of corruption. Instruments of racketeering. Call for censorship. Spew out endless lies and destroy your competition even as you defame them. Only then will you be powerful enough. And of course, when you're done, they're going to close up shop. And there'll only be a few major media outlets and one centralized system and talking points that are put out. And then anyone else that criticizes, they'll have the global social score, the mark of the beast, where if you don't play ball and actually cheerlead on the platforms, then you will suddenly lose your job, you will suddenly lose your wife, your husband, you'll suddenly lose your kids, you'll lose all the little special deals you can get in the giant casino gulag in the sky that Max Kaiser talks so much about. And that Matt Drudge talks so much about. I remember when the Black Mirror, I've only seen a few episodes of it, everybody kept saying, oh, I read one of your articles from 4 years ago. Did you write the Black Mirror piece? It's about a global social score and everything you do is tracked. You've got to be a cheerleader for the system or you get, you know, everything cut down to you basically starve to death. And I said, no, that's the plan. See, so then Hollywood makes a joke out of it to actually condition you and get you ready for it. So that's where you're going. And a lot of people at the New York Times and at BuzzFeed and other places have said, hey, I love The Matrix. Just make me somebody famous in it, and I want steak. I want a lot of steak. I just want to have fun. So they're all celebrating because they're the liberals. They control things. They were at the university. They make $30,000 a year, but they get to destroy things. They get to screw up minds, and they get to feel like they're part of the power structure. The president needs to push for antitrust hearings. The president needs to break this up. This is illegal. All these companies working together, they're already strangling the Republicans. They're already strangling the Freedom Caucus. They're already strangling the state governors. They're already strangling everything. They're already blocking local police departments and PR outreach to kids because they see whatever's in America and the existing free market capitalist system that's got its problems, but it's perfect compared to them. They see it as the enemy in a existential overthrow. So they have taken over the internet, got us all to advertise that we're on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter, let us push all our energy to them to make them number one for years, and to make them 90% of the web, and now they're using that monopoly power to crush everyone and strangle it and say, socially conform to us, and we won't censor you. So most conservatives went, fine, what is the token of travel? They said, we want you to attack Alex Jones. People were told this. Don't promote Alex Jones. In fact, attack him. We'll let those videos go viral. So everyone, from former members of my family to people I've known and done nothing to, lined up to attack and demonize me for a year and a half to set the precedent. Then they moved to the next person. Okay, now it's Candace Owens. Get rid of her. Now it's this person, and then everybody gangs up on them until they think they'll be the last person standing. And Glenn Beck was told 4 years ago that he would be the last guy standing, but now he knows they set him up. They believe they'll be the token conservative that goes on air and basically goes along with the power structure like a George Will or a William F. Buckley. They're going to that model, and it's happening to everyone. Now, David Knight's going to be in for a few segments, and then I'm going to be back with emergency special reports we're working on and some big breaking news in the live feeds, and we're going to continue into the fourth hour with Paul Watson. He's going to be on with the latest information. I'll be back on and so much more. And then I'm going to come back in to be on the War Room this afternoon with the streams that are at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. But this is everybody's fight, and it's happening now in a big, big way. They didn't just take my podcast off. They took all our others. They took Owen Schroyer's off. They just said, you bullied a child. You were transphobic. You were Islamophobic. We don't even show you what we say. We just, you're now off everything because we organize the left to lobby for it and to call for it and to pillory and to have lawsuits concerted with it to demonize you. This is the plan. But the number one most important thing you can understand is this. This is about you. This is about shutting you up. This is about coming after your free speech. This is about the big enchilada. Period. And now is the time to tell your neighbors, your friends, your family, everybody you work with, not just today, but tomorrow and next week and next month. Hey, remember InfoWars? Remember NewsWars? Remember President Biden? Man, the guy they're scared of, the guy they demonize, the guy they don't want you to know about. What is it he's talking about? Well, he was an evil American that learned about a global government plan. He was an evil American that learned about a plan to break up the family. He was an evil American that learned about a plan to make us all poor, that Bill Maher even admits. He was an evil American that they had to be taught a lesson. So we cherry-picked a few things he said over the years and misconstrued it and built it all up as the pretext to then set the precedent to shut everybody else down. So why don't you be a free human and actually find out at InfoWars.com/show. Because, you know, the next thing they're going to do is try to get rid of our apps and our Droid apps and our iPhone apps. You can still subscribe to for now and share with folks. That's a fine vehicle. But the most important thing I've been talking about for a long time in probably 50 meetings, and today it's going to finally happen. I was in a meeting last week, and I said they'll ban us off YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter probably in the next 2 weeks, the midterms. And I'm like, oh, no, they won't. I'm like, well, I just need links on the articles and the pages. Get the podcast here because the podcast is us. A lot of you can't watch or listen live. We're going to be off all these platforms. You're going to want to go get the podcast. But what do I know? You know, it's kind of like around here, freaking meteorite could hit the building. We got a great crew. They're just not arrogant like, you know, the New York Times. They don't think much of themselves in a good way. So it's kind of like, never going to happen. It's never going to happen. I told like five people in meetings last week, it's never going to happen. Because, you know, I don't know anything. So What will never happen is links all over InfoWars.com and at the top of every article and the bottom of every article to get the free newsletter and to get the free app. Because all of you need to get it and share it with everybody. Separately, globalists think you're dumb. They think you're weak. They think you're not going to go get the great supplements and products we've got at InfoWarsStore.com. They think you're not going to take advantage of the big sales we've got, 40% off on the fish oil, the krill oil, and the honor roll for your kids. Smaller little gel caps for your kids. And they think you're never going to actually, you know, check out all the things we have at InfoWarsStore.com. But I know you are. So just check out those big specials at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all that have stood with us. We're changing the world thanks to you. But they're coming after us in a big, big way. You know, my feed says breaks begun over here, but I didn't get any feed. So I guess they just cut the feed off. Or I don't know anymore. Who the hell cares? Whatever. Who cares the clock's working around here? Hell, like I said. Anyways, they're going to shut the economy down. They're going to break everything down for massive social engineering. And you're going to wish to God you've done something later. Everybody better wake up. And they better realize what's going on. They better understand it. Everybody's too cool for school, though. Thanks to Drudge and others who actually care. Whatever happens, we're going to win in the end because communism always collapses.
Hi, I'm Patrick Kolbeck, and I'm running for governor. Michigan roads look like the surface of the moon. We need to do better than that, but I'm tired of being told that we don't pay enough in taxes. In 2015, 81% of voters rejected a tax increase. What happened after we said no? Rhinos in Lansing raised taxes without a vote of the people. Then they actually transferred $400 million from the transportation budget to fix potholes in their expansion of Obamacare. As governor, I will be focused on road quality, not tax increases. Principal Solution prioritize your best interests, not lobbyists. Paid for by Patrick Kolbeck for governor.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I guess it's kind of interesting that as it shows on the Drudge Report, we are 86 on 86. Actually, it's the anniversary of the nuclear bomb being dropped on Hiroshima. And I want to say to the Quislings and the mainstream media, the people like CNN and others, I want to say to them that as you are begging for freedom of the press to be curtailed, you are, as you nuke us here, you are poisoning your own environment. Just like Robespierre, and I said this morning, I said just like Robespierre when he started the purge or the reign of terror and the French Revolution, that eventually came back on him. He eventually had the mob drag him to the guillotine. And as we look at this, folks, the important thing to understand is, yes, Google doesn't like us. Yes, Apple doesn't like us. We don't like them either. We don't like multinational oligarchs. We don't like what they're doing with censorship. We don't like how they're playing footsie with the Chinese dictators. But you have to understand that they're not just playing footsie with the Chinese dictators. They're also playing footsie with the deep state here. This is something that they may be the point that we're seeing of censorship here coming from social media. But they're just the penultimate cause. The ultimate cause, folks, the ultimate cause is our own government. It's our own government. When we look at what is happening, the articles that have come out in the last few days talking about what they're doing, and isn't it interesting that you have four of these high-tech companies, these multinationals, you've got Goggle, G-O-D-G-L-E, and the rest of these people taking us down. At the same time, they're about to take down Julian Assange, take him into custody, because this is where this ultimately goes. When you lose freedom of the press, you wind up with a very authoritarian society. And it's just like China. This morning, I played a clip of a Chinese critic of the Chinese government. He was criticizing them for nothing other than the fact that they were spending a great deal of time and money in Africa. And he said, why are we doing this? This doesn't make any sense to us. He didn't agree with the policy. He said, we need to be helping the Chinese here at home instead of becoming a colonial power in Africa, which is basically what they're doing. As he was talking to Voice of America, had six to eight people come in and drag him out of his house. He goes, what's going on? I have freedom of the press here. I have free speech. It's like, no, you don't. No, you don't. It's just a piece of paper. If the public doesn't stand up for freedom of the press and free speech, you don't have anything. I also talked this morning about another story that's on the Drudge Report. And thanks to Drudge, give him a shout out for putting our show up at the top live. This is one of the worst attacks that we have seen on freedom of the press since they came after John Peter Zinger. And as I said this morning, it wasn't the king. It wasn't a president. It wasn't a legislature that gave us freedom of the press. It was the people with jury nullification. The judge said, facts are no excuse. You know, the truth is no defense, right? And of course, when we look at what is happening with us with this censorship, truth is no defense. It doesn't matter because they don't even bother to put up what they accuse us of being shut down for. I just got this notification from them. I posted it up there. And it was kind of interesting because this is the second time I've gotten a notification from them. The first time was back in April. We'd already noticed that they had cut down by about a factor of five the number of live views that we were having as we streamed the thing. But then in April, I got this interesting thing.
Hi, Real News with David Knight. After manually reviewing your video, we've confirmed, this is from YouTube, that it isn't suitable for all advertisers. As a result, it will continue to run limited or no ads. I thought, well, that's kind of interesting. They don't tell me, of course, why they find it unsuitable. And the other thing that I found very interesting was they manually reviewed it. And then I got an automated message. I was not monetized at the time. The show was not monetized. The morning show, Real News with David Knight, that you can still find at Infowars.com/show. They haven't been able to shut that down yet. And they're not going to shut that down. Not if you people support us. If you want to support freedom of the press, if you want to find us there, we don't have to be dependent on these people. It's interesting, isn't it, that Matt Drudge came here a couple of years ago and told us that a Supreme Court judge told him that all this was going to happen, and he came here first? Why? Why? That's what's going on. It's just a coincidence, isn't it? It's just a coincidence that a Supreme Court judge who wound up with a pillow over his head said, hey, they're coming for freedom of the press. They're coming for the freedom of the Internet, you know, and then Drudge comes here first. Yeah, it's just a coincidence. It's just a coincidence that all this stuff happened on the same day. It's just a coincidence that all this stuff happened as they are about to arrest Julian Assange and perhaps start a war with Iran. Maybe that's what they don't want you to hear. You know, we've been pretty effective in the past at exposing the false flag attacks in Syria, one after the other. And also the false flag gas attack in the UK that was involved there. So as we look at this, so going back to this April thing that I just got out of the clear blue, I said to people posting my show, I said, are we monetized? They said, no, we're not monetized. And so that's real interesting, because then why are they looking at this to see that to tell us that we can't run any ads or anything? So we monetized it after that, and then they would, the ads would run for a short period of time, and then they would take them down on each of the videos. Never gave us any explanation, never told us why. But I think at that point, they were starting to throttle us again. Because like I said, they'd already cut the number of views that we had in terms of the live stream and so forth by about a factor of five. And then as I looked at the first full month after I got that interesting message from YouTube, I noticed that the number of subscribers that I had that I would get on a monthly basis had dropped by 90%. Instead of getting 6,500 subscribers per month, I got 655. So from 6,500 to 650. The first month that they put that in, after I got that mysterious notification, you have been noticed, comrade. We have looked at you, comrade. Folks, this is Soviet-style censorship. Let me tell you what is going on with this. The ultimate source of all this is the government. It is NATO. It is the deep state. That's why they have to shut us down. It has nothing to do with a little video of a kid pushing a guy around and so forth. That's such a bunch of nonsense. They're not going to shut us down because of a particular video that exposes their false flag attacks. They're not going to talk about that. They'll find something else. They'll find some diversion. On July 31st, last week, Senator Richard Black, who is this? This is a guy from the 13th District of Virginia. He is a Virginia senator. He is a retired colonel from the U.S. Army. And he said this. He said, why the censors hate Julian Assange? And it's the same reason they hate us. He said, as a military officer, I was trained to strictly observe security protocols. So when I first heard of WikiLeaks and Julian Assange, I was instinctively critical. But upon reading his released documents, I saw how Julian gave people accurate insights into the inner workings of his own government. He said, today we see intense coordinated efforts to reimpose effective information control in America and globally. Facebook, Twitter, Google, YouTube, PayPal, other high-tech titans are rushing to hire censors to adopt restrictive policies that block controversial voices from reaching global audiences. Big Brother is back, folks. Big Brother is back. And today we got flushed down the memory hole of Google. Yes, they long ago gave up their motto, don't be evil. They are embracing the evil. They're embracing the Orwellian code. And this retired colonel from the U.S. Army talks about how we and WikiLeaks and others have now become the targets of a systemic.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Angie's List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area, or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers, all for free, go to AngiesList.com today.
Studios, it's Alex Jones.
Folks, if you want to subscribe to the band show, you can go to InfoWars.com. Take a look at the top. You'll see a banner that says subscribe to the band show. We don't have to go through these ghettos that they've created. That's what Matt Drudge said when he came here. He was told by a Supreme Court judge, hey, you only got a year or two before they're going to shut you down. Right on schedule, folks. You know, they are right on schedule. It's interesting to me that as you look at their plans, whether it is their plans for smart cities and sustainability, whether it is the climate change accord or whatever, or even when you have Strauss and Howe, actually, Neil Strauss is the one I think that has survived the fourth turning. Always 2030, 2030, 2029, 2030, that sort of thing. They're on schedule. All these people who are setting up these systems believe that they are going to completely remake our society within the next 12 years. That's their time frame. It's not mine. And I don't know if there's a conspiracy or not, but isn't it interesting that they keep coming up with the same number? You got the UN agenda for 2030, sustainability, right? The UN agenda for sustainability, 2030. It was the UN Agenda 21 for the 21st century, and then they made it very specific. All of this is 2030, so it's right on schedule. Knew 2 years ago they were going to shut everything down here. And as I said, going back to April, I got this notification that I'd been noticed by the comrades at Google. Said, we reviewed this manually, and you're not eligible for ads. Well, we had never signed up for ads on that particular channel. And at that point, I saw my engagement drop by 90%, right there, boom, like that. And then I got this message today. They pulled the plug on our show on YouTube just as it was ending this morning. Again, that's Real News. Begins at 9 Eastern Time every Monday through Friday. I would like to inform you that we received a complaint. No specifications as to what that is. What is this whole thing about three strikes and you're out? Nah, didn't do that. Didn't tell me what a complaint is. Just terminated. And this is where we are now with Google. Just got a complaint. One of the things that they don't want you to see, of course, and this is why this is coming from the deep state. It's coming from the UN, NATO people. Yes, I know I sound like a tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist, but when it's really happening, it really is. when we look at this stuff, today we had a poll that came out talking about how Hispanics, African Americans, Asians view President Trump. And it was interesting because when they talked to African Americans, they said only that 25% of them thought that the economy was going to be very bad for the next 4 years. But then 46% of them thought that they were going to do very well in the next 4 years. You see that difference there? They can look at their own personal life and they can understand what's going on, but then they've got Google and mainstream media telling them something else. We've got Alex Jones now joining us in the control room. Go ahead, Alex.
I already had it set for 2 weeks to take my daughter to a daughter's appointment. I like to take her when she goes a couple times a year. She expects me to pick her up in 15 minutes. I'll be back during the war room. We'll have live feeds at Infowars.com. Very thankful to DrudgeReport.com and others linking to us so people can actually hear what we say, not what Fox News, who involves themselves in attacking us, even in CNN, MSNBC, lie about us and say. But it just hit me as I was in the parking lot about to leave. I came back in. Everything you're saying is on target, David. They're not just doing this for the midterms coming up. They're not just doing this to get in line to move into communist China. They're doing this because they're going to make their move on Trump like they've said. The escalation, the rhetoric, the violence they're calling for, everything. This is the globalists, the big money that's been financing leftist movements and radical Islam. This is their takeover. This is their big push. And I'm telling you, we are the canary in the coal mine. Everyone always said, oh, if they take you down, we know that it's the canary in the coal mine. So you're going to continue on for another 30 minutes, 25 minutes. Then I shot two emergency reports that have all the documents and all the proofs that are coming up. Then Matt Bracken pops in, and then I'll be back. I'll be back during the war room and all of us, because this is a big deal. We have the biggest audience we've ever had at Infowars.com, and that's good. We have the most folks on our streams, and I imagine the same thing for local stations. But if people don't then go, hey, wait, this is a big event, and share the link or subscribe to the podcast or subscribe to the free newsletters, if people don't do that, they're going to ban everybody else. This is about banning you. This is about going after everybody. This is them thinking that you'll just forget about it and kind of waddle off into the distance. No, like Matt Drudge said in the studio years ago, we have to build our own sites, our own video platforms. Mike Adams has created his real video site. That's exploding. So we've got to do this, and we've got to now have the people still on Facebook, YouTube, Google, go in there like information warfare guerrillas and get the information out about what's happening so we can get everybody over to DrudgeReport.com and Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'll finish with this. Matt Drudge gets it. Tucker Carlson and a few others get it. If they're able to completely blacklist us and do this, they're going to do it to the NRA. They're going to do it to Rush Limbaugh. They're going to do it to Fox News. They're already all over the news saying, shut down Fox News. Shut down Fox News. Shut down Fox News. Shut down the Daily Caller. I told everybody, Congressman Gates didn't even know he was shadow banned in a hearing about it, and then freaked out when he learned it. I mean, we need to have congressional oversight. We need to have trust busting. My God, China is officially now runs Apple. Google's setting up censorship for them. It's happening, people. And Americans that live under so much freedom don't know how to recognize real tyranny, David. So back to you doing a great job, David Knight. Mornings, the real news, 8 to 11 right before me, syndicated on a lot of radio and TV stations. And now it's more important than ever for those TV and radio stations streaming our audio and video that people go to those to listen and to watch as well, because we've been decentralizing for a long time. We've already been under censorship, but it's gone up 5,000% in just the last year, and it's exponential, and it's not just us, it's everybody, but people don't know what's hitting them because these tech giants act like we're a rat in a maze. We are not rats. We are human beings. We can overcome this, and we will defeat it. Back to David Knight. But they're coming after Trump. They're coming after Trump. They're making their move. This is the demarcation line. This is the flare in the sky. This is the red balloon. We know it's coming. This is the revolution against free market in the West. This is the slave masters thinking they can take down our open society. China's literally running Google and Apple. Google's real definition is be truly evil, be truly anti-American. You see what the colleges, corporate run, put out, SJWs that are anti-free speech? That's the facts. That's the reality. Newswars.com, Infowars.com, the free apps. Everybody, share them to the four winds. We can defeat them. And again, thank God for Drudge. Now we need the president and the White House to take action big time. This is the right thing to do, and it's constitutional, and it's popular, and it's do or die.
It's absolutely right that what Alex just said. You know, when we look at the headline of Matt Drudge, Apple regulates speech, and says, no, actually, it's China that's doing it. You saw also Google headlines a couple of days. Might be ready to play by China's censorship rules. Oh, really? Might be ready to play? They've been playing by these rules for a long time, folks. You just haven't noticed it. We've been pointing this out here at InfoWars. Like Paul Joseph Watson said, he could type in the exact title of his article, that it had a lot of coverage, a lot of shares, thousands of shares on Twitter and so forth, and Google wouldn't find it. Google wouldn't find it, but the other search engines would. Google has been doing this here in America, and you haven't been paying attention because you haven't been listening to us, and now they're doing it. This is not only China's censorship rules, folks. This is the deep state's censorship rules. Let me read you something from that conspiracy site, Reason.com. Yeah, you know, everybody's going to be a conspiracy site. They don't like what you're saying. They just call you a conspiracy theorist. Don't look at that Zapruder film. Don't talk to the witnesses. Don't ask anybody what happened at Las Vegas. No, you must be a conspiracy theorist if you question the government's official story. And then the question becomes, let's see, which government official story? Was that version 1, version 2, version 3, or the one that's about to drop on us about Las Vegas? Here's what Reason said, again, the middle of last week. Senate Democrats are circulating plans for government takeover of the Internet. This is Reason, that conspiracy theorist site. Yeah, it's coming from the Democrats. This was a leaked memo circulating among Senate Democrats. It said contains a host of bonkers authoritarian proposals for regulating digital platforms, purportedly as a way to get tough on Russian bots. Yeah, right. They want to get mandatory ID verification on you, folks. Look, if you are concerned about having to register your gun, you should be concerned about having to register your phone. That's what these people are coming after, because they are authoritarian, just as authoritarian as the Chinese. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Lincoln was elected to unite a nation for the first time. The left tried to smear him and went to war with him. Can President Trump and we come together and save America a second time? Death of a Nation is the latest film from number one New York Times bestselling author Dinesh D'Souza and Academy Award-winning producer Gerald R. Molin. Through stunning historical recreations and a searching examination, Death of a Nation cuts through progressive lies to expose hidden history and explosive truths. In theaters nationwide this Friday. More information at deathofanationmovie.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, folks, if you want to keep this going, you want to keep free speech going. And again, we are the focus right now. It's not going to stop with us. All these quislings at CNN and so forth that are working hand in glove with the Democrats, with the deep state, it's going to come around to them eventually. Maybe not. I mean, they might be able to keep going with Operation Mockingbird. Look it up while you still can. Yeah, it's a real thing. It's something that the CIA did. They wanted control of the media. They had control of ABC, CBS, NBC. Of course, you know they had control of NPR. They also had the Fairness Doctrine, so you didn't have any other contrary opinions appearing on talk radio. That was shut down by Ronald Reagan, that Fairness Doctrine. Isn't it interesting that in the last couple of years we had the FCC take a particular notice in what was going on in newsrooms? They started doing questionnaires. Tell us about how you put together your news and so forth. And it's like, that's none of your business. With freedom of the press, that should be none of your business how we put together the news. You are there to allocate frequency and not content. Oh, but they want to allocate content. As I was saying, we have Senate Democrats, again, coming from this conspiracy site, Reason.com, July 31st, a leaked memo that was leaked by an unknown source to Axios. It was penned by Senator Mark Warner,
coming from the Senate Democrats, as they point out in Reason, they called it a host of bonkers authoritarian proposals. Well, here's some of the stuff. Here's the title, by the way. Potential policy proposals for regulation of social media and technology firms. Now, they're not saying that they ought to be regulated as monopolies, as de facto monopolies. These same people who are saying that a baker or a photographer in a small town who, because of religious convictions, did not want to bake a customized cake for a gay wedding, they should be shut out of business. They should be shut down. However, these massive monopolies, they can refuse service to anybody that they wish. They don't like InfoWars. I understand. They don't like us. They've given 80% of their money, these Silicon Valley companies, this year. 80% of their money have gone to far-left Democrats. So I understand they don't like us. We don't like their politics either. But they have become a de facto monopoly. And we're not talking about the old days where you're banned in Boston. We've been banned globally by these Silicon oligarchs that we have there. But this is what they're proposing. Senator Mark Warner and the other Democrats, as they point out Reason, they said the paper starts out by noting that Russians are the ones who are spreading disinformation. No, it's CNN. It's CNN, it's Google, these other people that are spreading it. They used to denigrate Martin Luther, they said. Amazingly, it was the FBI that was denigrating Martin Luther King. Wasn't the Soviet Union attacking him? Anyway, here's some of the things that they want to control. Mandatory location verification. Mandatory identity verification. This is all coming from the Democrats. Define popular technology as essential facilities. So much for the idea that these are private companies. They're now admitting that they're not private companies. And as I've said, looking at the way debates are run in the state where I was active politically before I came here, North Carolina, we would go through all kinds of hoops as an independent party to try to get on the ballot that Democrats and Republicans never had to do. Once we got on the ballot with all that extra stuff, then we would have to try to get into the debates. We would never make it. Why? Because what the government did was turn that over to a private organization. It was a press association. And the press association decided that they couldn't have more than two candidates at the debate. They couldn't have three. So they decided that they were not going to include any independent or third-party candidates. They censored that, the press, at that time. So am I surprised to see CNN, NBC, others pushing this kind of censorship? No. Am I surprised to see the beard of private ownership? No. No. But now what they're talking about is defining these tech companies as essential facilities. Now that sounds like they're a utility, right? Sounds like they're a government monopoly. And that is exactly what they are. They are a government monopoly. They're a government monopoly that is trying to control what you see, what you hear. And I guess one of the things that you need to understand, and I was talking about that this morning, a recent poll that they took of 1,000 people, only one person in that 1,000 people, only one in 1,000 knew the five parts of the First Amendment. We have five different things. We have freedom of the press, freedom of speech, the free exercise of religion, the right to petition the government, the right to peacefully assemble, and so forth. Only one person out of 1,000 could identify all those. 40% of the 1,000 people that they interviewed couldn't identify a single thing out of the First Amendment. Not free speech, not free press. You know, Google's motto used to be, don't be evil. Now they don't want you to see anything that they say is evil, and they will determine what is evil. They don't want you to hear any evil, and they don't want you to be able to spread any evil. And they will be the ones who are the arbiters of what is good and evil. They will be the ones to determine what is hateful. No, folks, you know that what they really hate is free speech. As a matter of fact, over this weekend, as we had the revisitation of Dianne Feinstein, as I pointed out this morning, is kind of driving Miss Feinstein. She doesn't know that her chauffeur is a Chinese agent, supposedly. Now, this same woman that we're supposed to believe is so clueless or senile that she doesn't know that her chauffeur is a Chinese agent, 5 years ago was telling us all that the government needed to license who journalists were. They had to decide who was going to be allowed to speak and who wasn't going to be allowed to speak. We're going to have, I just saw an announcement here, we got coming up in the next hour, we're going to have a special report by Alex Jones on the censorship of freedom of speech. But as I said earlier today, we have never were given our First Amendment rights of free speech. Never. Freedom of the press, never given that. The people took that with jury nullification, just as we took the free exercise of religion with jury nullification in the William Penn trial. We took free press, freedom of speech. We took that with jury nullification in the John Peter Zinger case. If we don't, as a people, value our liberties, if we don't even know what they are, as we see only one in a thousand that was surveyed even know what their freedoms are. These are not freedoms that are given to us by a piece of paper. They're not given to us by a constitution. These are freedoms that we have from God. And they will be written in our hearts, or they will not. We will not have them at all. The piece of paper is worthless, as George W. Bush is alleged to have said. It's just a piece of paper. Yeah, they have contempt for that piece of paper. And let me tell you, it is not just the Democrats. It is the deep state, the military-industrial complex. They actually created a game. They actually funded it with your money. News Hero. It was funded out of Latvia. I covered it this morning. They created a little game where they would teach you how to discern what is true and what is false because you're not smart enough. And as I said this morning, the people in the Soviet Union who had lived for decades under an authoritarian government and censorship knew that there was no truth in Pravda. You know, that's the Russian word for truth. Izvestia is the word for news. They knew there was no truth in Pravda. They knew there was no news in Izvestia. I don't know why Google and Facebook and the Pentagon think that you can't see through their lies. But they created this thing and they sent it around. And of course, they didn't get any traction whatsoever with it. They're putting around, as it was reported by Zero Hedge, after a week online, NATO's counter-disinformation Facebook game was a complete flop. Nobody's buying it. Nobody pays any attention to it. But then I see these kinds of headlines, and it makes me go absolutely ballistic. CNET, a guy named Ian Scher. 7 questions that Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg needs to answer about InfoWars. Well, I don't really care what his 7 questions are. I've just got one question for him. Why is it that you don't value freedom of the press, free speech? Do you really think, Ian, that you're going to get a free pass on this? You really don't think that these people are going to shut you down after they shut down InfoWars, after they shut down WikiLeaks and Julian Assange, after they throw Julian in jail? Maybe they'll find something to throw us into jail for. Who knows? When you have a situation where the Democrats want to have a way to identify your location, and of course they already do. You know, geospatial intelligence, in case you don't understand, has been the fastest growing surveillance, fastest part of the intelligence services, and has been going for about 20 years or so. James Clapper was at the center of that. What do they have as part of geospatial intelligence? They want to be able to map your political beliefs, your religious beliefs. Activity-based intelligence is part of that. Mastering the human domain. Human domain analytics is part of that as well. They've already been working on this for a long time. It's been going on a long time before Mark Warner and the Democrats proposed exactly that.
Hi, I'm Patrick Kolbeck, and I'm running for governor. In the wake of the adoption of Common Core in 2010, Michigan's education system has been in a steady decline. In order to regain our former reputation for education excellence, we need to dump Common Core and get the feds and state government out of the classroom. We need to refocus education upon parents, teachers, and students. Under my service as governor, our schools will get the resources they need without any micromanagement of the classroom. Principled solutions prioritize your best interests, not lobbyists. Paid for by Patrick Kolbeck for governor.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.